Thank you, ushers. Blessings. Blessings of the faith love test. You know, a lot of times we attach our motives to the things we do by faith. Sometimes we think that just by acting right, God's gonna bless us. And it's interesting because when you look at the life of Abraham that we've discussed, a year and a half we've studied him. We've watched him at different junctions in his life, different seasons of life. And here we are today, he's passed the test. Amen. Usually when you pass the test, you come to the finish line, you get your prize. It's interesting because this is not a new blessing to Abraham. You see, there are stages in how God reveals himself and his specific assignment to your life. Watch this. When God called him, he told him he would be great. Come on, help me, somebody. When he messed up, God told him, you're still going to be great. Come on, help me, somebody. So from this time to this present time where they were, you're looking at 35, 38 years. And God still says what? I'm going to bless you. Can I say this to you? And I want you to write this down and walk away with it. What God has for you is for you. What God promises you, nobody. Listen to me real good. Listen, I believe in essence you can't even mess it up. Do I have anybody? I'm going to say, you can delay it, but you can't mess it up. You see, oftentimes we don't know, we don't really understand who God and how God operates in that realm. But here's the thing, sometimes we're just slowing up the train. We found that when he had relations with Hagar and they brought in the world Ishmael, even in that scenario, we find that God still says, I'm going to bless you. You know what we got to do? We got to stop relying on people for our blessings or what they say about our blessings or what they think about their blessings. They may look and don't see anything happening in your life, but I tell you right now, you ought to tell somebody they need to know the backstory. You need to know what God has already told me. And what God has told me is this, that everything is going to be all right. He told them, you're going to be great. I'm going to multiply you. You're going to live to see it happen. Come on, help me, somebody. I'm going to say it one more time. You're going to live. Don't think you're going to run out of time. God says you're going to live to see it happen. Do I have anybody? And so we know God has known Abraham. Abraham, awesome. If you look at verse 14, last week we dealt with that. Abraham enjoyed blessings. But he's actually now receiving the blessings of passing the what? The faith love test. Remember what God is asking him to do or what he did do. God needs proof that we really love him. Come on, help me, somebody. What I'm saying to you is this, if he did not, why did he ask him to sacrifice his son? He says, now I know. Wish I had somebody. Now I know, now I know. Look at verse 12. He said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I what? Know that you what? That you fear God. Come on, help me somebody. This is the second time we'll see the word withheld. He says that you, since you have not withheld, and there's a repetition here from verse 12 to verse 15. He says, since you have not what? Withheld your son. Can I ask you a question? What are you holding back? What do you have in those secret places that God says, would you give it to me? Would you sacrifice it to me? Is it your mind? Is it your heart? Is it something that God is telling you you have to release in order to receive? Do I have anybody? And there's a revelation here in this passage, because when I look at it, I said, Lord, thank you. Sometimes it's hard to let it go, y'all. Sometimes you're thinking, man, this is my last. Sometimes you're thinking, man, I need this. Come on, help me somebody. Woo. But God says, it's okay, it's okay. You got to understand, it's a faith love test. See, he's saying, do you love me more? I find it interesting, and I'm going into my points. Watch this, watch this, watch this. I find it interesting that after Peter had fallen, denied Jesus, y'all with me, y'all follow me? The resurrected Christ said to him, Peter, do you love me? He said, Peter, do you agape me? He said, Lord, I Philadelphia you. You know what I found out? You can love somebody with real love, and they can love you with just regular love. There's a big difference. And Jesus asked him three times until he finally got it. And when he got it, he realized that what Jesus was asking him, and I'm asking you today, like, what do you love more than him? Is it your car? Is it your status? Is it life? Is it whatever? I'm just saying, God is saying, if you love me, prove it. Do I have anybody? And look at the text, look at the text, look at the text, look at the text. Let's go back now. Before I lose myself, okay? And it's interesting because remember what I told you in verse 14. It says, Abraham called the name of the Lord. I'm sorry, the name of that place that was last week. The Lord what? Provide. As it is said to what? This day. In the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. So what I told you, you got to be in the right place to receive. Ooh, come on, help me somebody. See, you have to memorialize the place. You have to remember the place. You have to put a stamp on that place. This is where I met God. For real. I'm talking about for real. Now listen, you had an encounter before. Oh, I wish I had somebody. But then look, when he gives you what he's asking you for, and he says, and give you back what he asked you for. Oh, that going to make sense later. You're going to have to hit the rewind on that one because it makes no sense, right? God is saying, give me that son. Now, keep him. Now, here it is. I'll give you what I want. Wait a minute. It tells you something about God. He doesn't need anything from us. He does not need anything. He just wants to know, will you let it go? Hallelujah. Will you let go of that trial? Would you let go of that trouble? Would you let go of that situation? Would you let go and let me handle it? Because sometimes, amen, sometimes we think that if we handle it, guess what? It's going to work out. But God said, I just want you to release it. And look at the text, look at the text, look at the text. 15 now, let's go. Now, the angel of the Lord here, I just need to let you know that the angel of the Lord here is Jesus. All right, that's Jesus. This is Jesus now speaking for the second time to Abraham. The text says, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham. Watch it. Two times. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever seen things two times? It happens. It repeats itself. Whenever, let me help you with something, hermeneutics. Whenever you see things repeated in Scripture, that means that's the most important thing that's happening in the Scripture. Has God ever said things to you twice and you still didn't get it? Has God said things twice to validate what you obeyed? Come on. You're like, man, I got confirmation about that. I got confirmation about that. You know, sometimes because we've lived in such a life like we've lived, sometimes we can't get accustomed to the blessed life. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody. Watch this. I remember when I got saved and I started, the Lord started blessing me, I was scared. I was really scared. Let me tell you why. Because I used to lose everything as an unbeliever. Come on, help me. Every December I lose my job. Anybody with me? Just losing your job all the time, losing your money all the time. Listen, you lived on just enough. Come on, help me, somebody. And then you dress up like you had something, but you had nothing. You give it an impression you had something. But here's the thing. I was so scared that I would lose it again. Anybody ever been there? Well, it's like you want to get comfortable, but you keep looking. I ain't going to tell you about my street life. I'm just saying, you know, you're looking behind you all the time. You're trying to figure out who's going to come take what I have. And so the first thing you need to know when you pass the faith love test, the blessing, the first blessing is this is blessing is for real. Tell your neighbor, it's for real. And the reason why I say it's for real, because it's repeated a second time. So God now is just confirming what he's already going to do. Do I have anybody? You know what the word called there? The word called there means to become something. Isn't that interesting? It says the angel of the Lord called him. In the Hebrew, the word means, ready, to become famous. Wait a minute. To become what? Famous. In other words, God will take you from nothing and elevate you to something. Not just in man's eyes, but only in his eyes. God will make you famous where you will open your mouth and give him glory wherever you go. And you can understand, you can sleep at night and understand that this blessing is for real. Come on, tell your neighbor, this is for real. This stuff I got is for real. This life I'm about to live is for real. Why? Because I've waited, Pastor. I've waited. It had been 38 years since the initial call. I wish I had somebody. And I want you to know something, that your waiting is not in vain. I know you've been waiting. When he called them in Haran, when he promised the son, when he had the covenant of the circumcision, when he announced Isaac's birth, God tells Abraham, Abraham, this is for real. Sometimes you got to pinch yourself. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Sometimes you just got to pinch yourself to say, is this for real? Anybody here blessed? And I'm talking about like you're not where you used to be. Come on, help me, somebody. Come on, help me, somebody. You already know the situation. They would have been fired you. Yeah. Amen. You probably would have quit a long time ago, but look at you now. You got stability. Hallelujah. You got strength. Come on, help me. You got favor. Yeah, it ain't all good all the time, but guess what? Look at you now. You got food on your table. Come on, help me, somebody. You got a little bit of money in the bank, not enough, but you got enough to carry you through. It's real. The blessings of the faith love test is real. Do I have anybody? Look what he says. This is the part you need to know, and this is what you got to tell the devil. Don't talk to him. Just tell him. Look what it says. It said the angel of the Lord called to Abraham. The text says what? A second time. From where? From where? Tell your neighbor, this blessing is from heaven. That's my second point. This blessing, this is a heavenly blessing. Do I have anybody? I want to say it one more time. This is a heavenly blessing. Do you not know when heaven endorses your blessings? No devil in can mess with you. Come on and tell your neighbor, I am a blessing. If you only understood where God has brought me from. And I ain't just talking about material things. I'm talking about I got a peace of mind that's heavenly. I got joy that's heavenly. I got peace that's heavenly. I don't need to go drink and get high to find no peace. You know why? Because this blessing I have is from heaven. I thank God that it's a blessing that people won't even understand. I don't even understand it sometimes. I have to step back and say, Lord, woo, Lord, Lord, I thank you. The only thing I can really say is thank you. Why? Because when I think about how jacked up my life really was and how the Lord has kept me, oh, I thank God. You know, it's a blessing to be called to salvation. It's a blessing to be called to ministry. It's a blessing to serve. This is the kind of heavenly blessing I'm talking about. To serve in the Lord's house. It's a blessing to be on God's program. It's a blessing to be able to understand and apply His word. You remember when? You want to play that game? Remember when you used to read it, didn't understand it? You used to read it and trying to figure it out? You Googled it, but it still didn't help you? But all of a sudden, God opens your heart. He opens your mind. I believe that's a blessing. It's a blessing when the Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. The fact that I can take it from the page to performance. I can live this thing out. I can walk this thing out. Yeah, I ain't perfect, but I'm blessed. Do I have anybody? The text says, he says a second time from heaven. You know, I want to mention this. I want to mention this, but let me mention it in a minute. It says here in verse 16, it says, and said, watch what it said. He said, Jesus, by myself, I have what? Sworn, declares who? The Lord. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know, people would tell you stuff. Watch out for the people who prophesize. The Lord told me to tell you. Well, if the Lord told you, why didn't he tell me first? I mean, it's about me. And that's the blessing I'm talking about, the ability to open the word and say, Lord, speak to me. Speak now, Lord. But check this out. It's interesting that in this verse, pay attention. He said, by myself. Can I ask you a question? This is just a question. Who guarantees what you have? And then here's the next question. What guarantee do you have? See, this is very important. Because look, somebody will say, you know what? I can give you this. I can give you this diamond. And I'm going to give you this guarantee that this diamond is real. But they can reproduce the certificate and make you think. See, what I'm trying to show you is this. When you pass the faith love test, the next thing is this. This blessing is a guarantee by God. For when? So stop saying God ain't blessing me. It ran out. I need to be better. I need to do better. Listen, whatever God has spoken about you, he's going to bless you when? Forever. You know why I say that? Because this word is a promise. Watch this. He stacked his name on your blessing. Gosh, dog it. Listen. You know what Jesus is saying here? I am the I am. I am Alpha and Omega. It is me and me alone. He says by myself. God says I don't need anybody to endorse me. because I am the first cause of everything. Well, let me just bring it closer to home. Let me just give you a little theological terms. He is pure actuality with no potentiality. In other words, what I'm trying to say is God does not need anything or anyone. Watch this. He can do it all by himself. He said, by myself, I have sworn. Wait a minute. Declares who? The Lord. And what you got to know is the character of the one who guarantees the blessing is why when you leave here today, you ought to lift your head. You ought to lift your hands. You ought to stop moping. You ought to stop crying. You ought to stop complaining. And you ought to start praising. Because here's what I know. He may not come when you want him, but he'll show up right on time. You know what the old folk used to say. He's a right now God. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Why? Because God is the first cause of everything. He says, listen, Abraham, by myself. Saints, let me tell you something. Can nobody curse what God has blessed? And you are blessed of God. Oh, I wish I had a few people here who really could understand what I'm really talking about early at 9 o'clock service. I know it's early, but I want to tell you, I'm feeling this thing down in my belly right now. Here's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling real good right now. Because when I think about when he said by myself, I don't need man to bless me. I don't need man to promote me. God says myself. I have sworn by myself. He stacked the promises upon his nature of his name. Oh, I wish I had somebody. God could have sworn by no greater name. Woo! The person of Jesus Christ. He alone stands behind his promise. Can I ask you a question? Who's standing behind your blessing? Who's backing you? Who is backing your blessings? God himself is backing this blessings. And watch this. No matter what people may say, nobody can stop what God has blessed you with. Nobody. I'm going to say it one more time. Nobody. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody. I think it's getting in there. Because watch this. There are haters out there who keep saying what, you know what they're saying. But here's what I'm trying to say to you. Don't be so focused on what your haters are saying. Focus on what God has said. What God has said. He said, by myself, let God back your blessing. You have a guarantee. This blessing is a guarantee by God forever. You know, there's a song, the psalmist says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? For the Lord, is with me. Are you with me? He says what? The Lord is with me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. All I'm trying to say is God says when I'm done taking you through the valley, when I'm done taking you through those dark places, when I'm done taking you those dry places, when I'm done taking you through those depressing places, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring you out. It's interesting how the imagery changes. He says, I'm gonna prepare a table. Oh, he wanna do a dinner, not a buffet, a dinner. He says, I'm gonna put you in the presence of your enemies. Do I have anybody? You wanna know why? He wants them to know what you tried to curse, I blessed. What you tried to destroy, I blessed. What you tried to throw over, I blessed. Yes, and here's my child. And he says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord, what? Forever. And if he says that, I believe it. I ain't going nowhere. come what may. But see, the last thing that you need to see here, and we're going to sit down. The text says, he says that God declares by myself. But check it out. The because is the conjunction. Huh? Look what it says. It says because is like a therefore. You with me? And you always got to ask when you see because, but, or therefore, you got to ask yourself this question. What is it therefore? And there it is. It's telling us. And he said, by myself, here's the cause and effect. I have sworn, declares the Lord. I don't know why I'm getting so happy today. I don't know. It's maybe it's Mother's Day. I feel happy today. I don't know. I'm usually teaching there, but I feel good when I see the because. It's just because. Is it because I didn't give up? It's because I held on. It's because I didn't throw in the towel. It's because I held on to God's unchanging hands. But the text says, because you have done this thing and have not, withheld your son, your only son. And so I leave you with this. This blessing is for your faith and your obedience. I'm going to say it one more time. This blessing is for your faith and your obedience. You wanted to hold back, but you said, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge him, and he will make my path straight. So because of that, this blessing is for my faith and my obedience. You do know that obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm going to say it one more time. You may have sacrificed, but God says, I want your obedience. Will you walk with me? Will you talk with me? Will you obey me? Will you withhold from me? Will you give me everything I ask you for? I ask you for your life. Will you give it to me? I ask you to surrender. Will you surrender to me? I thank God that Abraham, 100 years old now, he lived long enough to see it happen. And then, like he needed more affirmation, God says, because you didn't hold back. Tell your neighbor, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back your first, and don't hold back your last. Whatever it is, let it go. I'm going to tell you one more time, let it go. And when you let it go, you'll find the blessings in this life. All of us know people who are living unproductive lives. You know, our society is filled of people who offer no productivity. Amen. I mean, they live for themselves. They live for their jobs. They just hanging around life. You know, a leech sucks the blood out of his host. You know what it does? It takes the nutrients without leaving its host anything beneficial in return. In other words, it just takes. I wish I had somebody. There are people similar to leeches. Unproductive people take, but they do not give. One of the ways that God will bless you, you ready? Is to make your life productive. He will enable you. Listen, everything I'm doing in life, it is because God has enabled me to do it. It is because God has blessed me to do it. It is because God has given me the will to wake up. Do I have anybody? When I don't want to wake up. The strength to keep going when I feel like throwing in the towel. when discouragement comes and I just want to quit, God says, I ain't quitting time yet. Matter of fact, you just clocked in. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about not leeching in life, but I'm talking about getting the power from the Lord, where he will take you to levels you've never been to. He'll elevate you to situations that you never thought that you could ever do in life. Why? Because you're blessed by God. Did you see this? Let me give you one nugget that I just got straight from heaven's desk. Check it out. He didn't get the blessing until he let go of the very thing he loved. But here's the thing. He didn't have to let it go for long because he got it right back. And then God provided what he needed to satisfy what God wanted. So you think, oh, I gave $100. God says, shoot, I'm about to give you $10 billion. But I just want to know, can I trust your pockets? I keep saying God's going to raise up some millionaires in this church, but you got to get it by faith first. And if he can trust you with a little, you are now qualifying yourself to receive more. Why? Because you're passing the faith love test. Give God a hand clap of praise. God be the glory. For the great things. I'm going to miss Abraham. I am. I got two more weeks. And then we're moving on. But I want to say to somebody here today, where are you? Are you trying to produce your own blessing? Or are you willing to understand there's a principle you got to let go? But the first thing you got to let go of is your life. I'm working on a sermon right now. And I'm titling this sermon, The Luggage of Life. Life's luggage. The gravity that we live in, under, the weight that's on your shoulder is supposed to be there, keeps you grounded. If we lose gravitational pressure, what would happen? You get lost in space. But Jesus said, take my yoke and my burden, for they are easy and light. And I'm like, Lord, I have not seen your burden as easy or light. I won't give away the whole sermon now, but I wanted to talk to somebody. Pressure is necessary to keep you grounded. God's going to bless you. And when he blesses you, you'll know it's him. Look for the confirmation. But don't look for it in man. Look from his word. Preaching. Listen. What is God saying to me today? What has God said to you today? And if you're here today and you need prayer,